Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by these great companies that are giving us money to let you listen to their stuff.
Bullshit, Kyle. We make this show. We make this show. You and me. Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by us.
Someone's got to pay the bills, Dan, because it's not our trading.
All right, roll them.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You are listening to an entertainment program put together by a company called Financial Ineptitude. Anything said on this show is not an endorsement or professional advice. Would you really want to tell a court of law you were suing us because you thought taking financial advice from two idiots on a podcast put out by Financial Ineptitude was a good idea? Really? Clown hat, smiley face.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the China Shop. You made it. Get your asses inside. I'm Shopkeeper Dan. With me, as always, is Kyle, creator of financialineptitude.com. Kyle, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I had a decent day today. How'd you do?
I didn't trade today.
Smart.
Did not trade today. No.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity.
Yeah, I would have been forcing the opportunity based on my trading criteria.
Exactly. Yeah. I missed two really good ones because I was eating lunch, and then the second one was just too close to the end of the day. I didn't want to put risk on with market goes on nuts. But enough of that.
Neither here nor there. All right, folks, we have got some exciting news stories for you today. Let's dive on in.
We're just skippy two bulls trading information.
What?
Trading information.
I'm inclined to agree.
Two bulls trading information.
That is accurate. Very accurate. What information?
Okay, Kyle, I believe you've got a story you wanted to lead off with?
Yeah, I want to talk about the interest rate hikes that Argentina's central bank just issued.
Ooh.
Well, you want to guess how much they just increased by?
In bips?
Yes.
50 bips.
Keep going.
75 bips.
Keep going.
It would take 1,000 bowls of colon blow to equal the fiber in one bowl.
Yeah, 950.
Whoa. Oh, almost. I was almost right with 1,000. Holy
shit. I know.
The joke number. Woo. Okay.
So this is all coming as they struggle to put a lid on inflation, which is at a 20-year high there. It's 71%. Now, the benchmark rate for a 28-day term is gone to 69.5% from 60%.
Ooh.
And this was just 2 weeks ago when the bank hiked by 800 bips. This is 2 weeks after they just hiked to 800 bips.
So if I get a $100 loan, I have to pay back $169?
That's what it sounds like. But to be fair, your money's going to be worth, that loan is going to be worth $71 by the time you start to repay it, I think.
Right, because of inflation. Oh, yes. Wow. So maybe go loan somebody some money in Argentina and you'll get rich fast.
Wait, did I do that math right? I don't think that's quite right. It's going to be worth a lot less. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so inflation's not very good in Argentina.
Wow. So why are some countries getting hit with inflation worse than other countries?
I mean, what's the leader of Argentina? Last name's not Erdogan, is it?
No, that's Turkey.
They're not brothers, are they?
They've got a president named Alberto Fernandez.
Okay, that's not Turkish for Erdogan, is it? Sorry. No, I'm not sure why some of the... I mean, I'm guessing their economies weren't in a very good position to begin with. Maybe it has something to do, too, with like where their economic numbers, like where their strengths are. Like, are they an exporter of like oil, which is not doing all that well right now?
Yeah, oil's taking a beating.
Consumer, like, are they like big tourist destinations? Like, does a significant portion of their economy come from that? That's not going to help things.
I don't. I know they've got like agriculture.
A lot of beef there too, right?
Yerba Mate, one of the fifth largest producers of soybeans, one of the 10th largest producers in the world of barley, grape, artichoke, tobacco, and cotton.
So a lot of commodities.
They've got, they're the fourth largest producer of lithium. They also produce a lot of natural gas. Mm-hmm. So you would think that these things, because of inflation elsewhere, we helping them.
Would be doing okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, there goes that theory.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably just a shitty run government.
They do a good amount of tourism, and that's surely down.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. Anybody from Argentina want to write us in? Tell us what the problem is? Yeah,
let us know what's happening down there.
Anyway.
You know, I would like to know, because that 69% interest is absurd. Absurd. You could never borrow money at that rate.
It's either that or Chamath is the head banker there.
Wow. You know who just cut their interest rates, Kyle?
Who?
China.
China's doing well? They're ready to start cutting?
No. They are cutting rates to try and revive demand, as all their data shows their economy is slowing.
Oh.
Unexpectedly, through July, all their factory and retail activity has gone down. Along with the zero COVID policy and the property crisis. So that thing we've been talking about where people were like, I want to go to my bank, withdraw the money. And they're like, but you have COVID now. Ha ha. And right. You can't move anywhere. Yeah, that's apparently affecting their retail and factory activity if you can't go to work or shop.
Well, the story I had that I was looking at before you stole it from me.
I do that.
It mentioned that China withdrew some cash from the banking system. So I guess China's allowed to make withdrawals?
Yeah, that's how governments work. The government can do it whether you can or can't. Doesn't matter.
I was also wondering how that works. Like, what do governments need spending cash? Like, are there certain deals that they have to do in all cash that can't have a paper trail? Does the government need to withdraw from the bank?
Hey, look, if they're buying Russian oil on the super cheap, maybe it isn't cash. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
maybe Russia is going to convert to using the yuan instead of the ruble.
Oh, and they're just sending it to him.
There you go. We already printed it.
Right. But it said that this was affecting commodities too. Like, how does that work?
Well, because Chinese demand is down, demand for commodity, you know, they make a lot of stuff there. So demand for commodities is down.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, they're using less oil. They're using less metals. They're using less.
Is that why oil's down so much then?
I think so. They're certainly producing less, but their output slipped to its lowest output since March 2020. But you'd think if their supply goes down, then maybe prices will go up. But here we are.
Well, if they use less of it, maybe our prices will come down just in that. So that should work, right?
Right. Like, we're not sending. Well, who sends stuff to China? Everybody. Yeah. Well, we would be sending less to China, so our supply would go up. Yeah.
Mostly intellectual property. Oh, sorry, that was a little late.
Yep. What else you got, Kyle?
Warren Buffett is not a oil bear, apparently.
Oh?
No. They just released some of the moves that the company made. So not only did he add to Apple and Amazon during the second quarter, but he also invested billions of dollars in Occidental Petroleum and Chevron.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. $1.4 billion is what he put into Occidental Petroleum. They now own more than $11 billion worth of that stock and control more than 20% of the company.
Wow. Occidental Petroleum.
And Chevron. Let's see. The other companies they added to was Apple, Amazon, Ally Financial, and Activision Blizzard. And Paramount Global. They also trimmed holdings in GM, U.S. Bancorp, and Kroger while eliminating a stake in Verizon.
They're totally out of Verizon.
Yeah. They own a shitload of shares of Activision, though. They own 68.4 million shares of that. And Buffett actually said that the investment is specifically a bet that the Microsoft acquisition of the company is going to go through. So I found it interesting that Buffett is making a bet that this deal is actually going to happen. And I don't like betting against billionaires personally.
I'm a mixed mind about it, because sometimes I think like, well, he got all those billions, so he can't be wrong. But then on the other end, I'm like, he's got all those billions. He might just be like, I'll make that fucking bet.
Right.
I could lose that and be fine without blinking.
I don't. why are you still collecting at this point? Like, dude, just fucking retire and enjoy it.
Right? He can't stop. It's all he knows. He loves it, clearly.
Yeah.
He doesn't love his family or he would be retired just hanging out with him. That's right. That's right. I'm starting beef with Buffett.
Oh, no. No. We like Buffett. Don't we?
Well, you can like somebody and start beef with them, right?
Well, out of all the billionaires, like, he's probably the least evil.
Yes. Yes, it's true. It's true. The worst thing he does is he can't stop trading.
Right. Probably takes a lot of naps, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you think he wakes up confused like other old men?
Sell.
Yeah, sell.
And now they're out of Kroger.
Beautiful.
All right, what else we got?
Home builders say the United States is in a housing recession. Looks like
what proof?
Sentiment has turned negative. The proof is that the National Association of Home Builders / Wells Fargo Housing Market Index dropped 6 points to 49 this month from 55. This is the 8th straight monthly decline. And anything above 50 is considered positive. So we are now 1 point negative. It hasn't been at negative territory since a very brief plunge, start of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it hadn't been negative since June 2014. So apparently it's the tightening monetary policy from the Fed, as well as all that inflation hitting construction costs.
Yeah, the construction costs is one of the big ones that I saw on a different story that wasn't this one. It was pointing to the rise in that as a sign that the housing,
housing recession?
Yeah, the housing market was about to enter a recession, I think.
Yeah.
I can talk good.
Yeah, you know all the words, man. It's awesome.
Just in the wrong order.
Despite those rising costs of inflation and, you know, price of land going up, labor going up, materials going up in home building, 20% of home builders in August lowered their prices.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to get that. Yeah, that's a sign of too much supply.
Uh-huh. Well, people can't afford homes.
Yeah, I know.
The prices have been climbing so much that, and now the mortgage rates are climbing. Like, both those things hit. Like, sorry, nobody can afford it anymore. The only people who can afford it are big corporations and apparently China dumping billions into our home market to rent homes to us, which is fucked up.
Have you seen what the rentals are in, like, downtown Phoenix?
No, I put this through the roof.
A freaking studio is like $1,200.
Ugh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So bad. Well, I do know total volume of single family homes is going to post a decline here in 2022. It's going to be the first since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So if long-term interest rates do stabilize and inflation has peaked, we'll probably get some stability on the demand side of the market.
Okay, so that's the supply?
Just the total family of single-family homes that they're starting to build.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it now. Okay, so they're finally starting to stop building.
Yeah. Yeah, the first decline since 2011.
Yep. Okay. That's a sign.
Yeah. we haven't slowed down for 11 years, and now we will.
Holy crap. Has it really been that long?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's just been go since, what, 2012?
It's 2011, yeah. The last discrete decrease was 2011.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as interest rates continue to stay high.
All right. Well, anything else we should cover before we sign off here?
My undying hatred for Meta.
Oh.
I don't have anything new. I just really hate that fucking company.
We did get a spokesperson that finally reached out to us.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Did we?
But should we play that interview?
Oh, yeah. Let's give that a whirl. I think people will be really interested that we here in the China Shop finally got a chance to talk to somebody from Meta.
From a major publicly traded corporation. Really exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Well, I'm excited here to be joined by BlenderBot 3. BlenderBot 3 is the representative for Meta that agreed to talk to us about some of the questions and concerns we had about Meta. BlenderBot, thank you for joining us on Two Bulls in a China Shop, the best financial podcast.
I don't really listen to podcasts, but my favorite superhero is Batman. Did you see the new movie?
No, I did not, but I wanted to ask you if there was any concern over Meta's latest earnings report. It was the first time that they'd shown a decline in revenue.
Yeah, that's troubling. Maybe it'll go back up with the next report. Podcasts are great while working out, though.
They sure are. So what is Mark Zuckerberg doing to keep Meta relevant?
Don't know about him, but Mark Zuckerberg started a book club in 2015 called A Year of Books.
Interesting. I'm not sure that'll help much. Do you believe that we're currently in a recession? How will that affect Meta's performance going forward?
I hope not. A recession is defined as a slowdown in economic activity, so hopefully it won't come to that.
We hope so too. Last question. What's the best financial podcast out there today?
Ask Martin Liss has been around for years and he knows his stuff. Podcast isn't really my thing though.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, BlenderBot. We appreciate your time.
Have a good one. Hey, you should download podcasts while working out like me. Makes time fly by.
Well, there you have it, folks. There's our interview with the Meta spokesman. Kyle, I learned a lot.
Yeah, they apparently don't think too highly of us if that's the guy they send to us.
Oh, I actually was, you know, my opinion of Meta is so low, I thought, well, that's their best and brightest. I wonder who they got running the show.
He certainly likes to criticize them.
What more would you expect from a CEO who wields a sword?
I know, right?
It's called a katana, guys. Anyway, thanks for sticking around to the end, folks. We'll be back at you soon with an exciting interview, some more news. End of the week, we'll be telling you how that bet worked out. But we got to close up shop, so we will be back at you soon. Until then, happy trades.
Bye, everybody.
Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment program, and all thoughts and opinions expressed in the show belong to the hosts and not of any company. They are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide entertainment about stocks and the financial industry of trading. If you make trades based on what you hear in this show, you assume all risks for those trades.